Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have our guest Daniel with us here in just a moment as soon as I get our prayer and our monologue out. So let's get right to it. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for the God that you are. We give you all the glory. Only you deserve honor in this world, Father. And we ask for your forgiveness, and we ask for your leadership, and we ask for your protection, Father. Protection over this nation, protection over those who are right now being accused of many things. Those who are, you know, Father, we're not allowed to have opinions, and they're going after your children. I pray that you will protect us, Father. And we thank you for the many blessings you have given us. And we always ask for more, like little children. Father, I ask that you will bless CSC Talk Radio. Bless Daniel Turner and his mission. And as he works and fights boots on the ground, Father, for rural America and for the energy in this country. We ask for your guidance and your wisdom. And for the gift of discernment that we might sift through all the things that are being said and know what is true and know what is a lie. We ask all these things for such a time as this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I was reading a story or an article this morning and it just kind of came to my mind. Plus, Daniel and I were texting a little bit. Military power. Economic power. Soft power. Does America have any strength or power today? Once a great and powerful nation, known for its independence, its pride, its ability to conquer great challenges, shoot for the moon and lasso it, America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, but no more. We have leaders who hate all there is about America and our founding fathers. Obama's anti-American and anti-colonialism, which, you know, America fought a war against and won. Obama's arrogant ways has put us where we are today. Now you might think, now, Beth, you're talking about the wrong person, am I? Chaos and weak is what America is being viewed as by other nations. There is nothing strong about the Democrat Party. They cheated to get into power, and they are moving quickly to destroy America. Ungrateful for their wealth, which is accumulated on the backs of Americans, Americans of all colors. What do these anti-American politicians stand for? Do you truly believe they care a snip about the earth? Do you truly believe they care one iota about babies on the border or about sad immigrants looking for freedom? Heck, these politicians hate this nation. The current state of America is why you never give the presidency to someone who has wanted it for 50 years. What we're seeing is a bitter old man showing his naysayers he now has power. It's the revenge of a deeply insecure man-child. That's a quote, a tweet from Daniel Turner. Perhaps we have a few leaders in our nation who truly love our once sovereign land, our freedom and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Perhaps a few understand the importance of and the significance then and now of the Declaration of Independence. But the majority of Democrats and Republicans are more wrapped up in their own retirement plans and extreme wealth than our nation's welfare and security. Democrats and Republicans have ignored their actual job description and contract, which is the Constitution, and have spent their careers opposing all those documents stained with the blood of our founding fathers. For they, today's politicians, prefer complete power, which they could only have through communism. They can't have it with a republic. That's why they don't ever say a republic. cancel culture, distort history, paint America as racist, confuse the genders, remove free speech, remove God, control education, control the land, outlaw guns and from law-abiding citizens. America, soft power or no power or no sense. America is suffering the death of a thousand cuts, which means lots of small bad things are happening, none of which is fatal in and of themselves as they stand alone, but which add to a slow and painful demise. We know there is little doubt that the man in the White House is not only there illegally, but he is not the one calling the shots. Who could this be? I mentioned long ago that I believe Obama is it. I believe Obama picked Kamala because America didn't like her at all, so we didn't pick her. Obama set up the deep state in such a way his power would continue. They made a deal with Hillary, and she was supposed to win the White House, and the American people foiled that plan, and then the setup began. Obama's arrogance and pride was injured when Trump's policies began to strengthen America, and Americans stood up against the unconstitutional regime of Obama. They couldn't win, so they stole their power back. And now we see them scrambling before another election to secure that power lasts forever. But what power will they have in the world? None, because they ain't smart enough. The world leaders see them for what they truly are, shysters, con men and con women, arrogant, rich, spoiled, ungrateful, godless people, tyrants, and traitors. Soft power? That's what losers say. Speak softly and carry a big stick. You will go far. That's what Theodore Roosevelt said. Maybe America has just lost their big stick. I don't know. Daniel, what do you think? How are you doing today? We're glad to have you with us.
It is always a pleasure to be with you, Beth Ann, and thanks for reading that little tweet. And, you know, we were talking earlier before the show started, as we often do, and that's been something that's just been on my mind is Joe Biden, his career, what we're seeing right now and who he is, and if there's an explanation for it, because he's ushering in at such a rapid bizarrely rapid pace. His infrastructure bill, a $3 trillion proposal. We don't even blink at that, by the way. A $3 trillion proposal is trying to change America's infrastructure in one term, and that is going to be at least $3 trillion. He's pushing for an agenda that is so outside of mainstream American beliefs and thoughts, and I've been wondering why. And that's the conclusion I came to. This is a guy who literally since the 70s has wanted to be president, and he finally got it, and he's never been a popular person. He's never really been liked. He was, you know, the senator of Delaware, which is a fairly small state, and he probably bought most of his way into re-election pretty comfortably, et cetera. But he is very eager to be liked, to be popular, to be cool. The aviators, right? The leather jackets. He tries very hard to have this persona that he's cool and hip and the lingo and the stupid stories.
A working man. He wants us to see him as a working man.
And he finally has the power of the presidency, and now he wants to shove it down the throat of everybody who for years knew that he would never be president. And now he wants to prove to them, you made fun of me back in the day, but guess what, pal? And he would say it exactly like that, pal.
I got power.
I'm in charge.
Come on, man.
And I think that really explains why we are seeing what we're seeing. I think this is someone who is so desirous of acceptance and his name and lights. And that's dangerous. And I know I'm getting ready for the music to start any second, so I won't go on this, but, you know, I've been thinking about this through history, and it's just kind of where I am, where my head is, and I'd love to listen to you and your listeners as well, if they kind of know what I'm thinking at and if they agree.
Well, let's let you expand on that a little bit more when you come back from this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel and Turner and Beth Ann are kind of putting their heads together, because we're in trouble, folks, and we can see what it is. And America needs to see what it is. That's the only way we're going to get out of it. I'm a little worried we're too close to the edge. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us today, and we're just kind of talking about the leadership of this nation, and in particular the Biden-Harris administration. They want it called by two names now. And, you know, drunk with power was a comment that you had used when we were texting earlier and visiting about this. And I see that with the Democrat Party as they scramble to take complete. They're more concerned about having power here than they are having power in the world, because everything they're doing here is weakening us in the world. That's how I see it. And I'm going to kind of turn that over to you.
No, I agree with you 100%. And you look at some of their actions that they are taking in terms of institutional changes that will keep them in power. The elimination of the filibuster, which they're trying to push through in the Senate. Mm-hmm. The implementation of or giving the states' rights to places like Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. H.R. 1, which is all about the nonsensical voting irregularities, many of which are still being discussed in the courts right now. I don't think people realize that though the election may have been settled and the results have been certified, there are still cases of the 2020 election before multiple courts, because there are a lot of, let's just put it nicely, irregularities. But H.R. 1 would codify that into a national election rule. All of these actions are meant to eliminate any checks and balances. And before, we used to have checks and balances between the branches of government. So you never had too strong a Congress. Yeah, never had too strong a presidency or too strong a courts. That has been eliminated because now it is a check and balance against anything that is not Democrat control. They don't care if the president is powerful as long as the president is of their party. They don't care if Congress is too powerful as long as the Congress will always be of their party. So the checks and balances are against opposing points of view. Cancel culture leads into that. The petition to remove shows like yours eventually, but the channels like Fox and OAN from the network, that is part of that. The elimination of anything that is that stands up to their point of view has to be eliminated. The barrier around Washington, D.C. is nothing more than the militarization of the Democrat Party to say, we will not tolerate opposition. And they say, well, what we saw on January 6th was violent, and there was no doubt that there was some very awful actions on January 6th. But the vast majority of the tens of thousands of people who were there were just there to protest. But protesting is not allowed right now in Washington, D.C., whether it's pro-life, whether it's Keystone Pipeline workers. So they are doing everything they can to eliminate dissent. And that is the real concern I have. And that's why I believe, for a segment, this is really just Joe Biden, who is so drunk on power, he finally has it, that he will do everything he can to make sure he never loses it.
It's just absolutely nuts, and the transparency that does not exist in this particular party that claims they're for the people and they're for the minorities, and yet everything they're doing is going against the people and going against minorities, whether you're a female, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Asian. Their policies go against the individual's rights in America, every one of them. And the debt that they are accumulating, and the Republicans have to take credit for that too, and it's alarming to me, or telling, maybe I should say, how willingly the Republicans have been to nominate and to put their stamp of approval on these nominees for Biden's administration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of these guys are just—they're horrible. And yet,
they are.
We're stuck with them.
They are. And it's very frustrating because they've made their intentions very clear. They on the record, having said all of these things, and that's where Joe Biden's a little different, right? He on the record said one thing, and then he said something else. And then when there was a contradiction, they always allowed him to default to the more appealing, I'm not going to ban fracking. Yes, I am going to ban fracking. And you say, well, wait a second, which one is it? He says, no. And out of the goodness of our, and we still are a Judeo-Christian society, and out of the goodness of those values, we have allowed him to claim the better of the two, and that's the way we act. And they use that weakness against us. And so we have this slew of nominees, who have come in saying, this is what I am going to do when I get this power. And then when they are asked about it, they, that's not what I meant, or it's not really understood. And then we just roll over and say, okay, well, I'm going to trust you at your word. And we've allowed we've given these people the reins of power with which they are going to strangle us.
You know, one thing that upset me the other night was I actually thought that they were going to have the whole night on these pictures that came out with the children. I mean, this is terrible. They're in a place now in this one area they were talking about last night. There's only supposed to be 80 plus some people there, and they've got 600 kids stuffed in there. But nobody, I mean, they talked about it a little bit, but they didn't expand on it. They went on and on and on about Joe tripping up the steps. You know, and we all know he's feeble. As the commercial goes, we all can see it. We all see it. But that's not the important part. The important part is that everything that's being done, you know, these kids, this hypocrisy at the border, not just his hypocrisy at the border, but the crime that's going on there and the national security that is at risk. We have a shooter in Colorado. Immediately they said he was a white guy, and he wasn't a white guy. And they won't expand on what it is now. And, I mean, the mainstream media that were calling one thing and now it's been opposite. But they never have to answer for what they do any more than Joe has to answer for what he says. I'm amazed. I'm going to give the number out so other people can call. I'm amazed that these hosts last night were saying, well, I can't believe that Joe's done this, because he said, I just didn't know he would do it. Well, what did they think he was going to do? Because he said it, and Kamala said it. So what did they think they were going to do? They've said all along they're going to fix it so that they win. They didn't put it that way, but that's exactly what they've been doing. And I'm going to give the number out, 877-895-5410. We're talking about this administration, 877-895-5410. But I'm concerned, and I know you are, as to where we're going to go and how we can fight this when our words aren't, you know, they're considered criminal now.
Exactly.
What do we do?
And I think, as hard as it is to admit, I think we have to be very honest with ourselves and say, playing the this is a double standard game isn't going to work. Playing the that's not fair isn't going to work. Playing
no,
the
never does.
You never would have allowed Donald Trump to get away with that. None of those things matter. These people.
No, they don't.
They want power. And you can hold up before a journalist. You can go back to Caitlin Collins as she would scream at President Trump and say, how come you haven't screamed once at President Biden? And when the press secretary says no questions, you dutifully say, oh, okay, we're not taking questions. But just 4 months ago, when they said no questions, you literally would scream at the president. Caitlin Collins doesn't care.
No.
She could care less about it. None of this stuff matters. It's not about right or wrong or fair or journalism or integrity. It is about power. It is about having their worldview implemented, no matter who gets hurt, no matter how many children drown crossing the Rio Grande, it doesn't matter. How many women right now are being raped at these detention facilities because the Biden administration is ushering them across the border in droves? It doesn't matter. How many are dying of COVID because they don't have the ability to check whether or not they're sick? Doesn't matter. Do we care about the people who died yesterday? The fact that a Muslim terrorist shot 10 people in Colorado? Doesn't matter. It's all about now gun control. And gun control is a great opportunity. Just like flooding the border with immigrants is a great opportunity. Just like confiscating land under the climate change umbrella is a great opportunity. They're just making their plans very clear, and we have to stop pretending that there's fairness or integrity in their hearts, because they're not. They're communists.
Absolutely. Don't even call it socialism anymore, because that's just a pretty word for communism, and it's not pretty at all. And everything they're doing is coming right out of the Sal Alinsky's book. Everything. Everything they're doing is coming right out of there. And, you know, this thing with the genders, it just drives me absolutely crazy that people even accept it. But, you know, the majority of Americans are against all that Congress, not just the Democrats, but that Congress is doing. But it doesn't stop them from doing it. And I think that tells me that there's two parties that are drunk with power. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. Visit his website. Lots of good stuff there. PowerOfTheFuture.com. That's PowerOfTheFuture.com. Get on board and help him as he fights for rural America. 877-895-5410. We will take calls during this next segment. 877-895-5410. Our discussion is about the current administration, and we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner. I think everybody likes what we're saying. They're just kind of listening, sitting back and listening. And we're having a lot of comments and thumbs up on Facebook that are paying attention there. But I think you're absolutely right, Daniel, about the stop screaming it ain't fair and hypocrisy. We all can see that. We all see it. We all see it. And my kids used to say that's not fair, and I used to look at them and I say, you know, life isn't fair, so get over it.
Yeah.
But we do, but not just get over it. We need to do something about it. And I think, you know, I don't know if he's going to be able to rally America out of this or not, but Trump's trying to do some things, and I think we can see the telltale signs, you know, who Karl Rove is helping, trying to get in there, you know, a guy that we know is anti-Trump. You know, these things, we can see them. But we've got to get rid of these people. We've got to get rid of these shysters.
Exactly. And there are so many of them, unfortunately, and we do have to do our best to get rid of them. And to claim power back. And I think one of the good ways to do that is, honestly, federalism. It is keeping power at the local level again and demanding control at the closest level to where you live, your community, your county, and then all the way up to up to your state. Because we have an office, this guy, like I said, I think he's just a truly insecure, power-hungry man who is a consummate loser, right? My brother once put it best when he said, Joe Biden is the guy who you see sometimes at like at a church fair, and you spend the whole time trying to avoid because you know as soon as he gets you cornered, he's going to talk to you about how great he is, and you're never going to get away. And that's true. That Joe Biden is a middle manager.
I thought you were going to say he was going to smell your hair.
he's an insignificant senator. He's an insignificant person who stumbled into the presidency. I also think he's being used. I think he's a valuable puppet.
Absolutely.
He's too dumb to realize that. He thinks he's in control, but he's just being used to advance someone else's agenda. But how do you push back?
I think even on a good day, before his aged issues, I think he was too dumb to realize he was being used.
Yes.
But I don't think it mattered because he was smart enough to line his own pockets and take care of his family. We all know that's true.
Yeah. Or was his family just smart enough to realize dad is in a good position and we will do it? You know, maybe I don't think he is this great mastermind. I think he is just used by everybody. Quite honestly, and this is going to be a very harsh judgment, but let's just go ahead, Beth Ann, because we're not afraid of anything in this world. I think even his wife uses him. How
Absolutely.
Could any loving spouse see someone in such decline, see him stumble down the stairs, see all of this, and say, that's okay. I don't let him out there because he's valuable to her in some reason. Am I saying she doesn't love him? No, of course, I'm sure she does love him, but I think she loves him for unique reasons. Because those of us who have seen our elderly grandparents go through these stages, the level of protection and isolation is sincere because of that love. And yet Jill has no problem with letting him out and honestly embarrass himself because it's better for whatever their cause is. So I think he's just has a lifetime of being used like this, and now he happens to have the nuclear codes, and that's frightening.
That is scary. And it's like you said, I think you're the one who called it elder abuse, and that's exactly what it is, what we see going on. You know, his stumbling up those steps, and that seemed to be the main emphasis on the news several nights this week.
Yeah.
That to me, you know, we all see it. And I mean, I know that's what the commercial says, but that's not the issue. The issue isn't that. The issue is that, you know, Daniel, that they together, the Democrat Party and whoever's leading this, I happen to believe Barack Obama is still in charge. And they put this plan together to run this country as a committee. Basically. Mm-hmm. And that's why they want the codes to be given to a committee.
Mm.
Well, I can't think how that would ever go wrong, can you?
No. Goodness gracious. And there is something telling about the fact that Biden and then before him Obama were both senators. They never really had to do anything. They legislated, right? But look at the current state of legislation. It's 3,000-page bills that have absolutely everything, including the kitchen sink, but not your kitchen sink. Some kitchen sink in Uzbekistan, of course. They get new kitchen sinks. But just some monstrous bill program. There's no hearings. There's no seriousness. There's congressional delegations to foreign countries to look haughty and to sit down and take pictures. But it's all just a big joke. Before them, the last president who really never was a politician was Eisenhower, but he had a pretty big job, right? Like, he was used to running big things and thinking big ideas and implementing. If anyone reads the account of Eisenhower the day before D-Day, of knowing what he was about to do and knowing how many men were going to die, but knowing this is what, who has conviction and courage like that? So we have an Obama and a Biden who were just senators. And quite frankly, senators are fairly useless, and they're supposed to be by design, by our beloved Constitution. We don't want them to have that much power. We want them to get stuck in deliberation. And going back to earlier comment, That's why we get rid of the filibuster. That's why we're getting rid of the nuclear option. Have you noticed the Republicans never once, when they were in the majority, changed the rules to get rid of the Democrat minority? And now this will be the second or third time the Democrats in the majority want to change the rules to get rid of the Republican minority. They don't want to deliberate and discuss lofty ideas.
They've
want
been doing
power.
This since the Civil War.
Yeah.
You know, it was the Democrats that took away the right to own a gun to all the black people.
Yeah.
It was the Democrats that didn't want them educated.
Chris Coons, who's the senator who replaced Joe Biden when he became vice president under Obama, Chris Coons, the current senator from Delaware, has said that the filibuster is racist. It is a Jim Crow tool. The filibuster must go because it is racist. Two years ago, Chris Coons filibustered Tim Scott's proposal. Tim Scott, who is an African-American senator. And you want to say, again, no shame, there's no correctability, there's no one in the press mm-hmm. to say, wait a second, Senator, you said this is racist, and you used it against
you
a black
it.
Senator. It's all a joke, Beth Ann. It's all lies, and they know it. They know they're not.
They make it all up. You know,
yeah.
You know, the strange thing to me is that America seems to buy it, or we just put up with it. And we've put up with it way too long. We've got to stop it. We've got to slam the door on them and say, enough's enough. We're not putting up with this anymore.
And the ones who don't put up with it are the ones who listen to shows like yours, or they listen to other news outlets, and they're the ones they want taken off the air, taken off Facebook, taken off social media, because they don't want you to know this. The most enlightened people are the ones who don't watch CNN, and that's why CNN wants them kicked off the air.
And truth is dangerous to them.
Mm-hmm.
Truth would be deadly. They can't have people knowing and understanding the truth. They can't have people knowing and understanding what the American history truly is. We're going to hear the music here shortly, and I don't want you to do it now. But when we come back, I want you to tell the story of your friend that was visiting with his daughter at Mount Vernon.
Thank you.
I want you to tell that story. But we're going to head into this break. I know the music is going to start here in about 6 seconds. So I want to hang on to that because he has a great story, and I think it's very, very telling. We have politicians, and what we need are statesmen and stateswomen, not somebody like Hirona who says, well, I'm not voting for anybody else who's white. I mean, this woman's nuts.
Mm.
And so I want you to tell that story when we come back, because I think it's very telling of a character back then in our Founding Fathers' Day and the characters we're putting up with today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us, a Power of the Future. And we're kind of both a little upset with what's going on. But you know what? We never give up, and we will not give up, because we know together we will bring America home, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I kind of challenged, not challenged, I'm asking Daniel to share a little story about a friend of his that visited there and what his daughter had to say. I'm going to just kind of turn that story over to you, Daniel.
Thank you. Yes, and I was just telling you this early today when we were communicating, and I said friends of mine were in D.C. from the great state of Indiana. Their daughter's in eighth grade. They normally do an eighth grade D.C. trip, but it was canceled for COVID. And so they said, we're going to take her to D.C. on our own. And they went to Mount Vernon, the home of our beloved George Washington. And the daughter was explaining how she was surprised on his tomb. It said, here lies General Washington. And she did ask why it said general and not president. And she found out, I guess the guide had explained, that President Washington, George Washington, thought that was the one title he genuinely earned. He earned it from his hard work, from his expertise, and the presidency was given to him, and he was proud to be president, but he was more proud to have served his country as general. He was more concerned about his legacy being building this country and not necessarily leading the country. And that's remarkable for the man who was the first president, the man who relinquished power after 8 years and said, I don't think any president needs to serve longer than this. I mean, I'm sure your listeners know that's why we've normally only had 2 terms until the constitutional amendment, because FDR, like all progressives, ruins everything. But he only wanted the 2 terms and said they should leave it, but he was more proud of what he did as general. And that's a remarkable legacy, and I think it is something lost. And like I was saying about Eisenhower, I would put our beloved President Trump in that category. Those presidents who really have been incredibly consequential were the ones who were not eager for years to do it. Trump talked about it, no doubt, but he threw his hat in the ring a year before he won. Someone like Joe Biden has been plotting to be president since before I was born, and I am 47, and he's wanted it for that long. Even Barack Obama, you know, the name changes, the schools, the relocating to Chicago. He was plotting and scheming his conversations with Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground and the Saul Alinsky crowd. He was plotting his whole life to be president. And those are the people who I think Washington would be ashamed of. If you are so eager to hold power, you don't want to do it for something good. You want to do it for some other agenda. And we as Americans have always been afraid of that, and we have to become afraid of it again.
Well, and, you know, I'm to the point where I think that we have too many congressmen that have been there for their entire lives, just like Joe Biden. And so it's all about power. Some of them may not want to esteem the presidency, but they don't want to give up their seat of power. And they're getting rich off of it. Well, the American people, I mean, look at all the things that are crises right now in this country. With the border, which is not a crisis because it's by design. That's what they wanted to happen. Mm-hmm. We have lockdowns that are hurting America, schools that are not opening up that are hurting America. We have a national debt that's unsustainable. We have problem after problem after problem. Most of them were created by Congress. But instead of them talking about how we're going to fix these problems, they're in there trying to take apart the Bill of Rights. They're in there trying to remove your guns. They're in there trying to make sure that they don't have a filibuster so that they can have complete power for the rest of their lives. You know, they want to destroy the nation. And you can see that in what they're doing because they're not doing anything. There's not one thing that they're doing for the people.
No. No, and you just look at this terrible tragedy yesterday in Chicago, and maybe I was presumptive to say this was an act of Muslim terrorism. It may not have been. It may have just been a Muslim kid who was genuinely crazy, for all we know. But since it doesn't fit the narrative that has helped this party get power, the narrative that we saw for all of 2020, it's already being written off the papers. We've already moved past it, right? If there were different races involved in yesterday, every single major politician would have been in Colorado. Every major corporation would have put out a statement. They would have changed their profiles on social media to some symbol. Or, as we tragically saw in places like Minneapolis and others, every Foot Locker would have been burnt to the ground by now, and there would be hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. But yet there were no riots in Colorado yesterday, right? No one took to the streets and in anger and violent protests. People cried and are angry, but it doesn't serve the Democrats' narrative. And that's what's concerning is, like you mentioned, the immigration crisis, every crisis that's being brought before us, the transgender issue. We're talking about such a small splinter of society that there are more Keystone Pipeline workers who lost their job than there are transgender Americans who are being discriminated against in athletics, and yet who seems to be getting all the attention?
They're going after the
being
baker
used to
again.
Exploit. Yeah, oh, the poor baker, right?
Yeah, they're going after him again.
Absolutely.
Because
you
it's
have
not
to
enough.
Submit. No.
Yeah, you have
to
submit.
To submit.
It's just not enough. They've got to ruin him.
Them,
they've got to ruin
to
you. And, you know, I think that's the Eighth Amendment where you can't do that, excessive fines. You can't ruin a person's livelihood. Yet that's what they're going after. This is where we are in this world that I'm looking at a satire. Before I realized it was a satire, all I saw, you know, when things come up on my computer, I just see the headlines. It says, media now claims shooter was factually Arab but morally white. I had to look twice because I thought it was true. It's Babylon Bee. It's satire. But, you know, we've got somebody from MSNBC or CNN that's blaming Ronald Reagan for the shooting of the Asians in those salons. And it's like, all right. So I had to look twice to make sure that this was satire because I thought it sounded like true mainstream media.
Yeah. I mean, how many years ago was the George Zimmerman white Hispanic comment, because they wanted Trayvon Martin to be killed by a white person because it was good for whatever their cause is. And this is, if anyone saw Tucker Carlson's show last night, this is what he was talking about with President Obama, who loved to divide. That's what he likes to do. We never had
divide and conquer.
We have had mass shootings in this country before, as tragic as that is, but we have never had them used in such a way to cause more hostility and anger than necessary. And that is the gift that President Obama left us. That's the gift of Saul Alinsky, of communists, of the rules for radicals, and President Obama, and Joe Biden is following in his path. And that is, sadly, has become our new normal. And we can't get discouraged, though. I do think we are in the majority. I think we're maybe a fearful majority and a silent one.
I think we are.
But we are the majority.
I think we are the majority. And I agree with you 100% on everything you've said today, Daniel. It's just amazing to me, and I'm so thankful that I had you on today to talk, because sometimes I need someone to talk to, too. You know, it's just amazing to me how gullible the American people are, how patient the American people have been. And George Washington said, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. I hear the music. We are out of time. Daniel, come back real soon. We'll see you on Friday
for
a little bit.
All right.
God bless. Have a wonderful day. And let's work together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn. For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.